Right, I've got a really weird interview on the way now. Okay, a couple of photographers with me in the studio are Shari Denson and Karen McBride. So they're doing a joint exhibition. So I'm reading all this gumph about this joint exhibition, how wonderful it is and everything. That's okay. And then apparently they want to reveal where it is on Friday. So first of all, to both of you, welcome.
Thank you.
Bit weird.
We don't want to reveal the exhibition. We do want to reveal the exhibition. I don't want to reveal where it is.
Nobody will come.
They will.
Right, okay. See, I've never, right, in 5 years of being on this radio station, so every day we do phone in from 9 till 10, okay, and then we do guests from 10 to 11, and then we do music from 11 till 12. I have never, ever had a guest on who's doing something and won't actually tell us where it's at, which is...
See, I've never had Karen McBride on before.
Okay, Shari, she looks quite normal, but she's not really, is she?
I've been called a lot of names.
Right, why are you doing a joint photography expert? Because normally with photographers, with all due respect to your profession, you know, it's, look, I'm the photographer, me. Because you do, it's your own personal...
You're a bit of a lone wolf.
Yeah, well, you are, aren't you?
A bit territorial. Yeah. And yeah. Well, I'll let Karen explain why.
Well, I'm very territorial.
You can explain as well.
You go first, Shari. Because I'm trying to not be a control freak on this show, so you go first, Shari.
You might be asking, you, Karen, do you ever stop talking?
I do try.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got the feeling that I have to work really hard to get anything in. Come on, why are you doing a joint?
Well, we've known of each other for a very long time, and we've stood in the same pit photographing REM, photographing the Cooper Temple Claws, and probably kind of eyed each other up a bit and thought, she's not getting any better shots than me, you know, that kind of thing. But as time goes on and the years go on, I think you realise once you've got your body of work, there's no competition there. And then finally, when we were introduced last year at the Suffragette City exhibition and Karen actually approached me and we started talking, we found that we actually got on and we shared a love of film photography, that kind of thing.
When did you start?
2002 was when I did my first band photography.
Who was that?
It was Gomez at Sheffield City Hall. They just brought out the first album. Karen had been doing it a bit longer, I think.
Well, how long have you been?
My brother was in a band
I know them.
22 Strings. They were quite popular at the time.
Right.
And they were actually headlining whilst Oasis was supporting them at the time.
As you do.
And Oasis wanted some... I didn't like the band at the time, so I put my camera down when they came on stage. Kind of regret that now, so...
There's an opportunity missed to...
But my brothers were a priority.
Just very quickly. We know we live in this... Right, hang on. So I've got a smartphone here, and I can take photos with it. And that's what we see people doing all the time. And I remember when that feature and that function first started to end up on phones, where you could take decent photographs with a phone and film on phones, that photographers like you two would be redundant, and yet it's not like that's not happened. Why?
Well, we kind of are redundant to a point.
Well, I see people with proper cameras taking photographs all the time.
Yeah, but they're not getting paid. If they're live shows, they're not really getting paid for it. They're just doing it as a hobby now. There's no money in live photography, unless you're working for a label or commissioned by the band. But there's no real money in it anymore, so...
But what about for photography generally, to be out there taking great pictures?
There's a lot of people taking great pictures that don't get paid for it. It's a crazy world now, and the bottom's really out of it, unless you're... working with the top end stuff and you're commissioned specifically. But some people like us, where we have got an archive, we've got a history and we've got a lot of experience behind us, and we hope that that will stand us in good stead.
Shari, why is it called the very insecure exhibition?
Well, Karen came up with that name, and it was to do with, I think, was it at the previous venue that Karen had organised, she was having an exhibition at, and the owner had said to her that the work would be insecure, there was a chance that it could be stolen, and so...
Oh, well, I quite like that. Where's it at?
And that just kind of went... What, this one now?
Yeah, the one you won't tell us about.
Why do you want to know? Are you coming?
Right, I do this for a living. I'm supposed to find out... This is ridiculous. Seriously. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, we're just announcing that Oasis are doing a gig tonight. Where at? Oh, can't tell you that, mate. No. I mean, even with secret, in the secret gigs.
Right, okay.
Everybody knows about them.
All right.
Should we give him a clue?
Oh, it's in the city centre.
I don't want a clue. The actual place. It's in the city centre. Hang on a minute. Just going to look out the window.
Well, it's not over there.
Quite big, the city centre. God, come on. Tell us where it's at, when it starts.
Well.
Otherwise, I'll stamp my foot.
Go on, stamp your foot.
Stamping his foot.
If you stamp both feet, I might give you a clue.
Oh,
excellent.
That's very grown up.
It's just off the city centre.
Okay, where?
it's about, I'd say about 15 minutes walk from Piccadilly Station.
Sherry and Karen, you need to grow up, both of you.
You're grown up.
Come on, where?
Are you grown up more than I am?
Well, it is. We've given some clues out on Facebook, and it is. It's not inside a building.
It's an outside exhibition.
No.
So is it in a sheltered space then? So it's not in a building but covered?
Yes, it is covered by...
Is it a train station?
Karen, come on.
What's it covered by?
It's not covered by a train station, but it's not far from a train station.
What's it covered by?
Concrete.
But it's not a building?
No.
It's covered by concrete. Is it under a bridge?
How long have we got on this show?
Is it under a bridge?
How long have we got on this show?
Right. Is it under a bridge? Come on.
It's not a bridge.
Is it under a motorway?
Karen, come
what
on.
What do you think?
Mancunian Way.
Oh.
Is it on the Mancunian Way?
Underneath.
I thought so.
Well, all I can say...
I gleaned that from clues.
All I can say is that when you're a Mancunian, we're really... us Mancunians, we storm it, don't we? We walk through the rain and the sleet and the snow and all this. Can we always do it the Mancunian way, don't we?
Yeah, go on.
So thank you.
Okay.
So where do you think it is?
Under the Mancunian way. Well, there's only one. There's what used to be a little, like a five-a-side football pitch thing near one of the
don't
big roundabouts.
That exists now. Right. That's the thing that's gone now.
Because you could actually get under the motorway. People used to go and play like basketball and stuff.
Yeah, I think that bit's gone now. I think the bit you're talking about is just like a walkway, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So is that where it is?
No.
So where is it? Because I'm going to let you go now.
Are you kicking me out of the room?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Is our interview over?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Starting a song now. Where is it?
Do we come back after the song?
No. Come to the news now.
Tell him.
Oh, well, in that case, really?
Quick, you've got a few seconds.
Oh, right. It's, you know, the skate park?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
That's it. That's where it is.
Yay. It's the Project Skate Park. The Project Skate Park. The Mancunian Way.
So, folks, it's the Project Skate Park. So if you go on our Facebook, the first person to put that name on our Facebook page, you get a print from me and you get a print from Sherry, and that was the deal.
Takes place on Friday at when?
At 8 o'clock sharp.
Tickets will be available on the door.